Selling Your Skills and Strengths, Part 3. You may wish to download the Identifying Your Strengths handout, which accompanies this section.
We've talked about skills. Now let's focus on strengths. Part 1 looked at how skills could be learnt, developed, and improved over time and practice. However, just because we are able to do something well doesn't necessarily mean that we enjoy doing it. In fact, we may find it draining if required to use the skill repeatedly. Strengths, on the other hand, are natural abilities which we find easy to use or energize and stimulate us. Your strengths are a mixture of your talents, knowledge, and skills. The theory behind strengths is based on positive psychology. That everyone has strengths that they are born with, but few people know what these are. By identifying your strengths and matching yourself to the role, you will enjoy it more and perform better than those who have had to try very hard to fill that role. If we think of competencies and skills, these are behaviors that an organization needs. Competencies can be defined as what you can do, while strengths are what you really enjoy doing. Identifying your strengths and skills, and then using and improving these in your work, relationships, and leisure interests, gives you a lasting source of satisfaction, particularly when it comes to career planning. So when thinking of your strengths, consider a time when you've been at your best. To help you think of what constitutes as a strength, think about a time where you've enjoyed doing something that you're good at, where you feel you were doing exactly what you most enjoy doing and don't want to finish it. Within this process, you may also have a real sense of energy and engagement. You may lose a sense of time because of being so engrossed in the task. You may also learn new information and approaches. You may also demonstrate high levels of performance. It may be an idea to create a list of activities where you think you've been at your best. And you can identify these strengths by asking yourself the following questions. What are you good at? What comes easily to you? What do you learn quickly? What types of things or activities give you energy? When did you last achieve something that you were really proud of? You may also want to think about the things that are always left on your to-do list and not finished. These are probably weaknesses, things that you dislike doing. So to summarize, employers look for a range of skills and strengths in applicants, many of which are common to a number of different career areas. Many of these skills overlap with one another. Leadership, for example, encompasses a number of different other skills, including cooperating with others, planning and organizing, making decisions, and verbal communications. Verbal communication itself involves various means of communications, some of which you may find easier than others. Talking over the telephone or making a presentation to a group, explaining something to a person. Essentially, by improving one skill, you may also be improving a number of different other skills. Being aware of your strengths, however, and identifying activities where you've been at your best may help you focus on making sure that you do more of what you are good at rather than what you are capable of doing. Thank you for listening. Best of luck.